Well, in the early days, we only had access to a University of Glasgow computer called the KDF9, and that was located in the basement of the old chemistry building. Well, it's still the chemistry building, and it occupied a huge area, greater than the penalty area in a football pitch, to give you some idea of the size of a computer in those days. So it was very inconvenient to have to go to the university from the Royal Infirmary every time you wanted to do an analysis of any data. Gradually, the size of computers reduced. But nevertheless, we used to have a computer committee in the Royal Infirmary, and anybody who wanted to purchase a computer to use as a part of their medical research had to make an application to a committee to obtain the funding to purchase a computer. It's almost unthinkable nowadays, given the power that each of us can have in a little microprocessor-based device in our pocket. However, in the late 60s, a small laboratory-based computer became available, known as a PDP-8, and that allowed us to record ECGs within the hospital and feed them into a computer for analysis. The equipment nevertheless still occupied half of a modest office. However, as everybody knows, microprocessors gradually evolved, and the power of these devices is even greater than was in the laboratory-based computers of the early 1970s. So the size of the equipment required to analyse an ECG has dropped dramatically. So much so that a briefcase-sized ECG machine these days can record and store and interpret an ECG. Interpretation takes a matter of seconds, and indeed the machine can be connected up to a radio network or hardwired to a central computer to transmit all the data for storage centrally. So, in the early days of ECG recording, there were mountainous amounts of paper being stored in files in the ECG department. And nowadays, the hospital load of, say, 30,000 ECGs per year is stored centrally on a computer, and all the paper files have disappeared. So there's been tremendous developments in technology leading to miniaturization of equipment and techniques that which were unthinkable 40 years ago are now an everyday commonplace part of medicine.